This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Wow, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. While we are tracking Hurricane Irma and we are seeing people evacuate in Florida, we're keeping a very close eye on Hurricane Jose, and they're calling Katia a hurricane as well. If you look at these radar maps on weather.com or the satellite images, I mean, wow, it is a swarm of clouds and storms and wind and rain. And I got to tell you, this Hurricane Irma looks like it's the size of Florida. Rachel Welch is going to be joining us in the next segment to give us kind of an eye view of what's going on in southern Florida. She's there right now. She has not evacuated, and she is going to kind of give us the inside scoop of what's going on. Unfortunately, the death toll with the Caribbean islands due to Irma, okay, and I know it's been kind of confusing because we just had Hurricane Harvey that devastated South Texas, and there's been a lot of issues going on there. But with Hurricane Irma, thus far the death toll is at about 18, and we're hearing that some islands have at least 90% destruction of their buildings. 90% of the island. How are they supposed to rebuild economically? What do they do with the tourism? You know, one of you had asked about, you know, Christmas time. You guys had a vacation plan for Turks and Caicos. My guess is Turks and Caicos will probably be okay by Christmas time. But, you know, you kind of wonder, is the building of the hotel still going to be there? Coming out of the Washington Post, they say there's apocalyptic scenes of flattened buildings and ruined airports that emerged from Haiti and so many of the other islands. They're saying 95% of Barbuda and Saint Martin sustained some damage or were outright destroyed, according to officials and local residents. You see pictures of Saint Martin. I believe Saint Martin's airport underwent some major, major issues, devastation. Saint Barthélemy, St. Bart's, obviously, you know, you see ruin in cars and trucks. And, you know, when we're watching from the media, it's going to be very interesting to talk to Rachel Welch. By the way, Rachel Welch is also my cousin. Hey, yeah, so we got some blood coming on the show. I love it, love it, love it. You know, it's interesting because, you know, when we watch, okay, so I'm not in Florida. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. So the only way I know what's going on is either through my cousin or through watching the news. And, you know, one thing I learned about with, you know, the media, and not that that's happening now with hurricanes, et cetera, was, you know, when things happen and there's fires or whatever, the media is not going to show you a boring scene, you know, where everybody looks good and the house is fine or whatever. They're going to show you the worst of the worst. And so, you know, unfortunately, you have many people go, no, you know, it's not that bad, it's not that bad. And then they don't realize until, you know, all these pictures, you know, show. All right. You know, years ago, they were talking about, you know, some localized flooding in an area. And the person was standing, you know, and it looked like knee deep water. But when the camera panned out, you saw that everywhere around him was fine. He just picked the deepest puddle to step in. That's not happening now with Harvey or with Irma. You guys could guess that whatever pictures you're seeing isn't just a snapshot of the worst of the worst. All right? This could be average. And you know, it's tough to gauge, you know, when you're sitting here watching the news and you know what the news does. But even if, you know, even if they just pick the one worst of the worst picture of the airport, Okay, to me, it's still devastating. Or somebody's house. It's still devastating, even if it's only one house. So, you know, from what we understand, the Caribbean islands really got hit hard. They're at about a death toll of 18. And I believe we're supposed to be seeing a direct hit to Miami coming up soon. And so you already see the evacuation. You already see the streets lined with people evacuating, and there's been gas shortages, and Florida Governor Rick Scott has been on top of it. It's Florida Blood Donation Day, as it's Colorado Blood Donation Day, Massachusetts Blood Donation Day, Maryland Blood Donation Day. So all these states today have combined and proclaimed Blood Donation Days. This was months in the making, but it couldn't have come at a better time. And, you know, I really thank all the governors out there that have come together, both Democratic and Republican combined. This isn't a time for politics. We talked about this in the last hour, you know, and yes, you've had people that have already tried to politicize this, saying, you see, it's, you know, wrath on Trump, and I think Jennifer Lawrence said something stupid, trying to say that this is, you know, getting Trump back for his attitude on climate change. And you know, I said this last hour, this is not the time to, you know, when somebody is dying, or somebody's about to lose their house, or a storm is about to hit, for people to try to make their political case, like, oh, you see, this is why we need to vote for Hillary, or this is why we need to vote for Trump. Right now, this is where we put politics aside. We get our poop together, and we unite. And seeing Democratic and Republican governors unite, they're doing what we paid them to do. This is what we paid them to do. We paid them to keep us safe, to unite, get something done, and to be an American legislator. Okay, I don't vote for somebody for them to be Democrat or Republican. I vote for them to, you know, be American and put America, you know, first. And so, you know, seeing all these governors come together like this, as well as residents of the U.S., absolutely amazing. So for those of you that can donate blood, it is National Blood Donation Day. Please, please, please consider donating blood. And if you can't donate blood, then ask your employer to host a blood drive. You don't even have to do any work. All you have to do is post up a sign-up sheet, all right, or the website for people to log on and sign up. You don't have to do anything because the blood mobiles do it all and the blood centers do it all. But this is the time to donate blood. Florida Blood Donation Day is today, but Floridians are evacuating, or they're boarding up their house, or they're getting ready for the storm of their life, as this Hurricane Irma is one of the strongest storms the Atlantic has ever seen. They can't donate blood, so all that blood that the local hospitals need, they're going to be taken and needing from Nevada, Texas, etc. So whatever you can do to help. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Sorry for the wipeout song. That really probably was a poor taste. Sorry, guys. It's already preset the music. My bad. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I just realized that. Why are we playing the wipeout song when we're dealing with one of the biggest hurricanes to ever hit America? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of my favorite cousins, actually my only first cousin, lives in Southern Florida. And she is amazing enough to give us the inside scoop of what's going on. She hasn't evacuated, and she is there being able to tell us what is going on. And I have Rachel Welt with us today. Hey, Rachel, what's going on, Mama?
Hey, cuz, how are you?
Good, good. Oh, I miss you so much. Okay, we got to talk more than on air. You know that, okay? We got to, like, call each other more often.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what's going on?
Okay, well, I'm in South Florida. I'm about 20 minutes west of Fort Lauderdale. Probably for the past 2 or 3 days, there's been long lines of gas. Multiple gas stations are out. Every food store is the bread aisle and waters. Everything's been out for probably about 3 to 4 days as well.
Oh, wow.
So it kind of reminds me of watching The Walking Dead episode where you almost feel like it's the end of the world. It's pretty scary because you kind of go in and everyone's frantic.
I bet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right, because I'm looking at pictures and you see the empty, you know, the empty shelves like with Walking Dead. Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
Yeah, no. But everyone's taking it very serious, especially with Hurricane Harvey that recently happened. So I know my street, everyone has their shutters, and a lot of people are evacuating. I happen to not be in an evacuation zone, but a lot of people just wanted to get out because of the size of the storm. So, but they needed to left probably 3 to 4 days ago, because anyone who left the past couple of days, they're in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Rachel, I was wondering about that because, you know, so, you know, people that don't live in Florida, you hear them kind of criticizing people that didn't evacuate, et cetera. I'm like, look, you don't understand. Going to an evacuation, through an evacuation, and taking the risk of getting stuck or, you know, taking the risk of not being able to find a place. And you got, you know, little Everly and Ethan, you got young kids, you know, and you're not in an evacuation zone, you know, which brings up another question in a second. But, you know, I don't think, you know, people who don't live in Florida that are watching this from the outside don't realize how the evacuation process isn't that easy.
No, it's not. It's especially with the amount of people that we have in our area from Miami and Fort Lauderdale. It's just between the low gas and the traffic. There were reports of a lot of people actually being stranded and stuck on the road because they ran out of gas. So that's exactly what I wanted to avoid.
Exactly, yeah. No, I bet. Now, okay, so you live in South Florida, and, you know, my geography is bad. I know you're kind of, are you west of Fort Lauderdale or south of it?
Yes,
I forget.
Yes, okay. I'm west of Fort Lauderdale and north of Miami.
Okay, and me with my very poor... Oh, in Broward County. Okay, so me with my poor geography, you know, I look at the weather.com map and you see the big ass red, you know, clouds, and you see little baby Florida, the little tip of Florida, and I look and I go, wait a second here. Okay, so they didn't have your particular section evacuate, but you see all the red and you see all the yellow and you see the eye. What makes your section of Florida not as a dangerous evacuation zone, you know, as some of the other areas of Broward County?
Well, I think because of the storm surge possibilities and the everyone on the coast, they were in the first evacuations to go. We're more inland, so they're saying that hopefully it'll be a little bit better.
Right.
We are away from a storm surge. Problem is that we happen to be, in the most recent report, we're going to get a lot of heavy wind, and we'll probably, I mean, I think actually my area might get, it's actually in a very bad area right now, but we don't have to evacuate because we are more inland.
Okay, good. And so how are you and your neighbors hunkering down?
Well, everyone has their storm shutters. Everyone has supplies for probably 4 to 5 days. People are freezing water, putting it in bags. I'm putting in their freezer right now because there was a water shortage. We haven't been able to get water for 3 or 4 days.
Oh, wow.
So that's, I happened to order some supplies. I got lucky, did get delivered a few days ago by UPS, and they already stopped delivery. So anyone who had ordered anything from Amazon, they did not get any of their shipments yesterday, today, because that's been discontinued. But yeah, I think it's really just coming up with a plan and finding everyone has to figure out the safe room of their house. So any room that has no windows is ideal, and we're making sure everything, all your doors are going to be shut. So it's kind of scary, but that's what everyone's kind of planning for. So making sure that they have plenty of food, fuel, and supplies for at least a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, exactly. That you know, here's the thing. Okay, you know, luckily, you know, Ethan and Everly, they don't eat a lot. My kids, oh my God. And so, you know, packing a food for a day, they would already eat it all up. But you bring up a good point. If you freeze the water, then when the refrigerator goes, you're good. You know, my mother talked about how back in the 60s, when hurricanes would happen, they would fill up the bathtub so they could drink that bathtub water. That's some scary stuff. Are you guys also being told, I think in Texas, they told people not to flush the toilet or to overflow the sewage system. Do you guys ever have that? So what happens after the hurricane? What's some of the BS that you guys have to deal with after it?
Well, with Wilma, what had happened is we didn't have any power for a couple weeks. I think we did have water, but if the water supply is shut off, which we're fearing that it could be, then that's why you have the bathtubs filled with water. We haven't been given any notification yet whether or not to flush toilets or any of that yet. But we're hoping, since we have underground utilities where I live, that we may be spared. But the fact that we didn't have electricity in the last storm, we're kind of anticipating that that might happen again.
Yeah, no, when you were undergoing Hurricane Wilma, I had a real bad bout of gastroenteritis, and I blocked the toilets here in the studio, and they had actually said, as a result, we weren't allowed to use the toilets, and I just needed to use a lot of toilet paper. It wasn't my fault, and so we had some major sewage backup issues, and so I know what it's like to not be able to have access to toilets because of sewage backup. It's really, really rough. So let me ask you something. So what type of food and like you know, they were talking about how with Hurricane Harvey in Texas, you know, people would have food in bags, but the flood water would destroy it. How do you anticipate, like, water coming into the house? Do you store the food upstairs? Do you have an attic? How does that work?
I have no attic. I'm a single-story home. Right now, most of our food is on a couch. So if we happen to get heavy floods, that's going to be an issue. So
right.
We would probably need to move all the food into a higher, probably on some other countertops, as I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just all of the food and supplies are in an extra room. We do have a lake behind us, and in June, we did have some flooding. So that is something that we're worried about, because inland, it looks like the eye of the storm is going to be kind of right around inland. And so flooding is a big concern.
Yeah, but, you know, they showed a picture of somebody in Texas where he had this big, huge balloon-type thing surround his house. And I don't know where he got this thing or where he got the air to fill it up, but there was this big air, you know, this huge, big air balloon he had. It looks like what people are doing in Florida are getting these sandbags. Do you guys have those? Do they even help?
They did have a lot of sandbags distributed on the coast. They didn't distribute it in my city. Probably because we are inland, but it's something that we probably should have done because we have so many lakes. Did you know that they did release a lot of water out of our lakes? But it's, you know, a storm this size, you can't be too certain.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rachel, you know, our home is always open. I mean, you know, I know you can't get out of there with the flights. Oh, by the way, price gouging. Have you seen any of that in your area?
Yes. We've seen gas at over $8 a gallon.
Wow.
Well, I mean, people have been trying to order on Amazon. This is maybe 4 or 5 days ago, and I think it's from third-party retailers, but bottled waters, you know, you get a 12-pack, and it's $45 because they know that our area had no water. So water was probably the hottest-selling item off of online. Yeah, between gas and water, I think those are the top two things we've been seeing.
Oh, my God. Well, Rachel, you, Jason, Everly, Ethan, good luck. All your neighbors, good luck. We're praying for you guys. We're here for
help.
And thank you so much. We love you. I'll talk to you soon, okay? All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You want to Why save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have some news about alcohol. And every, I would say, month, there's an article that goes back and forth saying alcohol is good, alcohol is bad. Well, now they're saying that, you know, maybe it's not that good and we really need to probably drink less than we are. So they say, so let me see what's the latest. According to the study, the Distilled Spirits Council, which is a U.S. Alcohol Trade Association, said it was a highly selective review authored by researchers with anti-alcohol biases. So they're pretty upset with this, talking about how maybe alcohol could increase our risk of cancer. Now, they say the council does not recommend that people drink alcohol for potential health benefits. Drinking in moderation may pose health risks for some people, and some individuals should not drink at all. So, this risk of cancer, tumors in the mouth, liver, breast, colon cancer, these cancer risks rise with alcohol consumption. And this is something we've known about. But we see people in France and Italy who live well into their 90s and 100s, and they all say they drink wine. So it makes us go, well, wait a second here. You know, maybe, you know, wine's healthy. Yes, wine may be healthy for some people, but it doesn't mean it's going to work for all of us. So the World Health Organization says drinking alcohol is a well-established risk factor for these cancers. And a research team behind this most recent study looked at the information relating to cancer on the websites and documents of nearly 30 alcohol industry organizations around the world from the time frame of last September to December. And they say the weight of scientific evidence is clear. Drinking alcohol increases the risk. I apologize. We're having some issues here. All right, they say drinking alcohol increases the risk of some of the most common forms of cancer. And they say it's been argued that greater public awareness, particularly of the risk of breast cancer, poses a significant threat to the alcohol industry. And they say our analysis suggests that the major global alcohol producers may attempt to mitigate this by disseminating misleading information. So not only is the scientific evidence talking about how there's, you know, risks of cancer, but that the alcohol industry may be trying to snow us. And this study claims that the alcohol industry uses denial, distortion, and distraction to mislead people about the risk of developing cancer from drinking. And they say that many of these tactics are were similarly employed by the tobacco industry. So, what three industry strategies did they find? Well, according to the study, they found that alcohol companies would deny any link with cancer or selectively omit the relationship, distort by mentioning some risk of cancer, but misrepresenting or obfuscating its size of the risk, and distraction by seeking to draw focus away from the risk of alcohol and towards other cancer risks. They say one of the most significant findings in this study was that industry materials omitted or misrepresented evidence on breast and bowel cancer, both of which have been linked to drinking. They said when breast cancer was mentioned, 21 of the organizations studied gave no or misleading information about it. So if only 1 in 10 people, let's say, are aware of the link between alcohol and cancer, that's a problem. Now, some of you guys are like, wait. Okay, we just got off smoking. Okay, we're trying to combat the obesity epidemic. The only thing that makes our day livable is alcohol. Well, guys, all right, we're coming into football season now, or we're now in football season. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You guys are going to be drinking on the weekends. You know, you might not think you're taking in a lot, but I think a study like this is very timely. Okay, cancer risks can rise. Now, it stinks because many of us have family members that didn't drink that still got cancer. But the idea that, oh, alcohol is healthy and we recommend it for the heart, well, doctors don't recommend alcohol. Okay, we don't. We can't recommend alcohol because of the cancer risk. This is something I taught you guys on the show years ago. We cannot recommend alcohol because of the risk of cancer. And even cardiologists that say, oh, you can have a glass of wine or two or whatever, your family doctor may not always agree because they're like, but wait a second, there's risk, it could increase risk of cancer. Now, we don't know why. Is it because alcohol is inflammatory? You know, is it because of maybe some acidic properties? Is it because of the stress on the liver? And then the liver can't make chemicals and proteins, et cetera, that need to be, present for you to, you know, have healthy, symbiosis or health or whatever? We don't know. But there's risks to alcohol, and, you know, we just need to think about that. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, alkaline water, we talked a little bit about acidity. Alkaline water has been a big deal. And people have been very, very excited about drinking water that is a little more basic and may induce a blood system that is a little less acidic. Now, eating foods that are basic or can promote a more basic type of blood pH, there hasn't been a lot of science with that, because your body, your kidneys, your respiratory system are working overtime to maintain pH balance. So if there is something minutely that could be affecting the pH or the acidity of your blood, your kidneys will immediately start dumping the estrogen hydrogen atoms in the urine, or your breath may breathe off more carbon dioxide. You may increase your breathing. That's why sometimes when you eat a chocolate bar, you notice you start to breathe a little heavier. That's because the body's trying to get rid of the extra CO2 or try to decrease some of the acidity that that could have caused. Now, so some people go, well, let's give the body a break. Why don't we drink some alkaline water? Well, this is one of the first of its kind studies where alkaline water and Mediterranean diet helped reduce reflux symptoms. So acid reflux, and this is a study from the that's being published in the Journal of American Medical Association Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery. Researchers examined the symptoms of two groups of patients with laryngopharyngeal reflux, or acid, from the stomach and digestive tract that goes up into the esophagus. And you get this burning, you get this heartburn feeling, you get bitter taste. Sometimes you feel like something's stuck in the throat. You may cough more, you may get more hoarse. And the study looked at groups of patients who took the proton pump inhibitors, which are kind of the drugs like Prilosec and Nexium, etc. But they compared it to a group that ate a plant-based Mediterranean diet supplemented with alkaline water. And the researchers found that in 184 patients they studied, there was a minimal difference in the symptoms of the two groups after 6 weeks. But in a relatively small number of patients, they did find that, they found a mild, small reduction. They go, some other foods that may lower your reflux symptoms could be vegetables, fruits, fish, chicken. So we can't particularly say that it was the alkaline water that did it. You know, if you're going to neutralize your stomach acid, it's going to take a hell of a lot more than alkaline water. It's going to need to take, bicarbonate or something like Tums or Rolaid, to start to change the pH. And even with that, we're not going to change the pH to something neutral because you need stomach acid. Your stomach acid has to be there to digest food. We can't mess with that. But, you know, the idea that if you change your diet, if you try to introduce less acidic type foods, you may have less reflux. And red meat, high carbs, high fat could increase your heartburn. But if you eat healthier, you may not. One other reasoning for that is maybe it's because, you know, you may digest. Your digestive process may be better. Maybe your gut microbiome, the bacteria within the gut, may like it better. We don't know. But it's something interesting nonetheless. Should you go out and buy alkaline water? If you have reflux, try it and let me know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Tell me if these alkaline waters help. But I think it's more the diet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of my listeners wrote, Dr. Dahlia, how could you deny climate change? And I don't get that. I've never denied climate change. And he said, look at these hurricanes. All right, this is obviously a result of climate change. All right, okay, I'm not a meteorologist, all right? I don't understand all the facets to climate change. I do agree that things are getting warmer, our winters are different, our summers are different, and these storms are increasing in severity. So I think a lot of people are in agreement that we have different weather systems and it's different temperatures. And, you know, we see the desert drying up every time we fly over the Grand Canyon. I don't see any water in the desert anymore. And we used to have rivers and the Colorado was bigger, where I think you might be misunderstanding is I don't know how much my, you know, smog test, and I passed my smog test, I don't know how much that affects what's been going on with this world, right, and climate change. And so I'm, you know, I know people are politicizing this, like Jennifer Lawrence. This was ridiculous. Apparently Oscar-winning actress Jennifer Lawrence, who I was a big fan of hers in Hunger Games. Okay, I think she's a great actress. Apparently she said that the hurricanes affecting Texas and now approaching Florida are signs of, quote, Mother Nature's rage and wrath at America for electing Donald Trump and not believing in man-made climate change. Apparently, she's trying to promote her new drama, Mother, and it sounds like a bunch of people are now wanting to avoid it. And you know, I want everyone to calm the hell down. You know, this isn't the time to get all political. All right? This is the time to come together. But I would really like some explanation of what man is doing to cause these hurricanes. Okay? Trust me, I work for the EPA, so I am for keeping America clean. I'm for not killing all the trees because trees provide oxygen. I'm for not killing our wildlife. I am for a lot of environmental measures. But when it comes to, you know, you and I having a car and deciding to carpool because that'll prevent a Hurricane Irma, I'm not convinced of that yet. I'm also not convinced that Mother Nature is punishing people for President Trump getting elected, just as much as I didn't think Joplin tornado was supposed to be God's wrath against electing Obama. This is stupid. And, you know, when you see these actors or actresses that, you know, people look up to say something with such stupidity, you know, it kills me. You know, it's okay to have a political opinion. You know, and say, look, you know, I feel that this could be a result of climate change. But to extrapolate that and try to say that, you know, this is people trying to get, you know, try to put that fear into people. And unfortunately, somebody who now would follow the creed of Jennifer Lawrence is probably an idiot as well, you know, to scare people into thinking that this is a punishment, you know, for who people voted for, that's absolutely ridiculous. Because, you know, obviously people voted for whoever, whether it was Hillary, Bernie Sanders, or whatever. And I understand people are trying to get headlines and they're trying to make it in the news or whatever. And I don't even know what this new movie is. I didn't have any, you know, desire to see it now. I don't have any desire to see it back then. I just don't know. You know, it might be more of a chick flick movie. I'm not really into those. But, you know, people, if we're going to spend any money or do any sort of legislation, I suggest, all right, if you're worried about, okay, climate change causing hurricanes, I would suggest that you put the political time and money into increasing levies, into giving people these balloons that I guess somebody used in Texas to protect their house, to providing water. We just spoke to Rachel Welt, who said that water bottles were a pack of 12 for $45. Okay, why don't we put some legislation into if hurricanes come, what we could do to protect our citizens and, you know, protect our lands from natural disasters. But to, you know, try to limit industry and I, you know, again, we don't want to pollute our, you know, beautiful, atmosphere, but to try to put a hurricane, right, on the backs of, well, that's what that one company helped cause it. I think we're really messing with science. Okay, true, we have a lot of people on this earth. Maybe we are generating a little bit more heat. But you know what? Have you ever been out in space or seen those pictures out in space? Okay, the earth is big. It's really big. And I don't think our cars are what's causing these hurricanes. I think weather patterns happen. I think it could have to do with the solar flares. It could have to do with maybe our axis, maybe our, you know, it could, you know, there's a whole variety of things that happen in space that I don't think your Yugo or your Prius or your smart car or whatever is going to make or break whether we have a hurricane or not. And so I know Jennifer Lawrence doesn't like Trump trying to use this as an opportunity to make, you know, her political pulpit is, I think, sick, and I think it's stupid. And I'm just, you know, in awe of how somebody who appears to be very intelligent could do something so dumb. And, you know, we have, you know, money that we could spend in the political arena, and I understand about debt ceilings and deficits, et cetera, but if we're going to decide and we're going to put any time or energy or money into something that has to do with climate change, let's put it into something that's real that can help people when natural disasters happen. Fires are going to happen. Earthquakes are going to happen. I think Mexico just had a huge earthquake that killed more than 30 people. Okay, I don't know what politically you guys want to do for quote-unquote climate change, but I think we should be spending our time right now making sure that when these things happen, and they will, earthquakes are going to happen, hurricanes are going to happen, storms are going to happen, that we be prepared. You know, they're talking about New York. Let me see. There was another article talking about New York and earthquake. Hold on a second. And remember I told you years ago, people were saying that New York City is ripe and waiting for an earthquake. And I guess there was a recent study talking about how, you know, New York City could be, you know, next. Now, again, I don't, they've been talking about this for decades, but, you know, if that did happen, wow. Okay. And apparently there was a little earthquake a few years back, and luckily it wasn't as bad as it could have been. But if an earthquake hit Manhattan, right, with those old buildings, that could be a disaster. So if you're going to spend any time, you know, getting on a political pulpit, let's start having preparation measures. Let's start, you know, I would say maybe start refitting or retrofitting buildings. I don't know what I would even suggest. But to think that you and I have that control over a hurricane, a massive 5-category storm hurricane that did get downgraded to a 4, but still at 155 miles per hour winds. I think we're wasting time, money, political energy. All right? And things have to be done. And closing down businesses isn't going to help prevent the next big storm. Apparently Houston's methadone clinics are overloaded with quote-unquote addicts this week, they're saying, because Hurricane Harvey cut off the supply of both legal and illegal drugs for days. They say many patients, old and new, are showing up without identification because they had to flee their homes as the floodwaters rose. So they walked miles in flooded territories to get to methadone clinics to prevent a relapse. And these clinics are now opening up 2 weeks after Harvey. They're packed with new patients, and the storm cut off their supply. And so the clinics have to restock. People don't have their opioids, whether they were illicit or not. And this is just one of the things that, you know, unfortunately Houston has to deal with. Lord have mercy. And people in pain, not fun. 1-877-DR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.